Basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Marts, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Northwest Mounties against the Western Panthers. Rivalry action tonight, final game of the boys basketball regular season. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM. 101.5 FM, thanks for joining me this evening. Northwest Mounties coming in with a 12-8 overall record, 7-4 in the I-8. Meanwhile, the West Panthers 4-17 and just 2-9 in the Interstate 8. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll chat Northwest, see what the Mounties bring into tonight's game. Pre-game show continues in 2 minutes right here on WKHM.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are back at the home of the Mounties, Mountie Nation, if you will, Northwest High School, for tonight's final boys regular season game between Northwest and Western. First for Northwest in this one, huge improvements going into this season over last year. They're 12-8 overall, 7-4 in the I-8. They're third in conference. Last year, they went just 4-18. Ended up losing to Jackson in the first round of the district tournament. Meanwhile, fast forward to this year, they ended up matching their last season win total in only December. So only the first month of the season, already exceeding last year's win total. Best wins this year so far are against Mason, Division I school, and then a couple good Division II wins in the I-8, Marshall and Penfield. Their losses, however, they've got losses to Lumen Christi, Jackson, Concord, very good teams, And they've got some season splits in there as well with Harper Creek, Penfield, Coldwater, and Marshall within the I-8. This Northwest team trying to sweep Western in the two-game season series. Able to beat Western 61-57 at Western High School back on January 16th. As you fast forward, you know, it's been over a month since that last matchup. Interesting to see how these two teams have grown since then, especially, you know, these final tune-up matches going into the district tournament. Last year, it was a season split between these two games. And the year before that, Western ended up winning both. So Northwest trying to flip the script here, going from a split last year into a sweep this year. Last time Northwest was able to sweep this two-game series with the Panthers was 2022-2023. So been 3 years since the last time they've been able to sweep the Western Panthers in a season series. And don't look to do that here tonight. Coming in off the 68-59 win on Tuesday on the road at Penfield. So it's senior night tonight for Northwest. They are obviously trying to finish the regular season on a high note. It's looking ahead to the district tournament coming up on Monday, but trying to send these seniors off on a high note, playing their last home game in front of their home supporters. So we're going to take another timeout, and when we come back, we will talk about the Western Panthers. What does Western bring into the tonight's contest? That's coming your way in 3 minutes. This is high school basketball on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With amped checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Last few minutes of pregame here from Northwest High School in this boys basketball contest between Northwest and Western. So for the Western Panthers coming into this contest, been a bit of a rough season for them. 4-17 overall, 2-9, last place in the I-8. Been a rough season, of course. 2 years ago, great regular season, 17-7. Last year, a little bit of a step back, went 11-3, although they did make it to the district championship with district wins over Pinckney and Michigan Center. Ended up losing to a very, very good Chelsea team. Two of their wins, of their four wins this season, are to fellow struggling D2 teams, Harper Creek and Hastings. Meanwhile, they do have a pretty decent win over Adrian Madison, and they've also gotten a pretty good win over a good D3 school, Calvin Christian. Meanwhile, they have been beaten by some pretty good teams. You got Dexter, Chelsea, Michigan Center, Portland in there. And a lot of struggles in conference, as I mentioned, last place in the I-8. They've got splits in the season series over Harper Creek and Hastings. Meanwhile, they've been swept by Penfield, Coldwater, and Marshall, trying to avoid a sweep tonight at the hands of Northwest. And this is, of course, the final regular season game for both these teams, as they will be in the district tournament next week for Division One for Northwest and then Division Two for Western. So always fun rivalry games. You never know. You can obviously see difference between these teams on paper, but some of these rivalry matchups you just kind of have to disregard and see how it plays out on the court. In the previous matchup, very close, 61-57. Northwest taking that one at Western High School. So we'll see if Western can maybe flip the script here and take down Northwest on their home floor, especially for Northwest's senior night. That'll do it for the pregame show for Northwest and Western. We're going to take another three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you right here on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, aka Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor, I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607. Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, aka Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor, I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Time for starting lineups and tip-off between Northwest and Western for our boys' high school basketball action right here on WKHM. Connor Dockery with you on this Friday evening. Full senior starting lineup for Northwest. They got seven seniors on the roster. Starting five will be Avery Ansbaugh, Gabriel Christner, Jared Osterberg, Spencer Houston, and Sean Dancer. Head coach is James Bradley. Meanwhile, for the Western Panthers, starting five will be Rourke Watterson, Chance Pangborn, Brody Parrott, Jaden Willis, and Andrew Parrott. Head coach is John Moffitt. As the jump ball, one out by the Panthers. So Western with the first possession this evening. Down low for Parrott. Right hook is off the mark in the paint. And Northwest going quickly the other direction, wearing their home white uniforms with black numbers. Interestingly, no red trim there for the Mounties. Meanwhile, for Western, wearing their road dark red uniforms. Three ball on the wing off by Ansbaugh with white numbers trimmed in gold. Euro step on the other side for Jaden Willis, able to finish strong at the rim, giving Western the opening lead of the game. 2-0 over Northwest, 50 seconds into quarter number one. Outside for Dancer, now swinging on the left-hand side for Christner, and we got an offensive foul called right there on Christner. A little bit of an elbow there. And the official was right there to make that call. So a turnover for the Mounties. Northwest now getting back on defense with the Western Panthers with the possession. Rourke Watterson has it on the left wing. Goes for the handoff. Three ball. That one's up and in for Chance Pangborn. And it's a quick 5-0 lead for Western over Northwest. And that's going to lead to a early timeout. We're going to leave it right here. Packed house tonight. Of course, with a senior night with Northwest. Obviously, their whole side of the stands are packed. They've got the band in the house. And then a packed, packed student section on the right-hand side of their stands. Meanwhile, ton of Western supporters making the trip, and you can of course see a packed Western student section on the far side as well. So definitely a fun environment right here for the final home game of the season for Northwest going into the district tournament on Monday against Okemos, game played at Mason. So out of the timeout, Northwest with possession, now getting some more of their regulars in as a three ball on the right wing. That one's off by Dennis Graham, who just checked in, and we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to be on Travion Kennell-Moore, who just checked in. His first team second. So some half-court pressure now from the Mounties. Western coming into the front court, leading 5-0, approaching the 90-second mark of the first quarter. Euro step through the lane. That's off the mark by Willis. And the rebound comes down to Graham. Quickly up the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Now backing down Watterson at the free throw line. Kicks back outside. Jab step. Now pull up at the right elbow. In and out for Caden Holmes, who just checked in. Offensive rebound for Kennell-Moore. And he is going to be fouled attempting his putback. So Andrew Parrott on the foul call, his first, team's first. And Travion Kennel Moore taking the first two free throws of the game, trying to put the Mounties on the board. Takes his time at the line on this first attempt, and he drills the first one. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Thank you to all of you for your support in tonight's coverage. And the second free throw is off, and we got a jump ball called between Roe Dedeau and Charlie Stevens, leading to another possession for the Mounties, trailing 5-1. About 2 minutes into the first, and the pass goes into the backcourt. It's going to be collected by Marquise Williams. And Roe Dedeau bringing the ball across the timeline for the Mounties. Pulls up on the right wing. Three ball in and out. Rebound fought for. It's going to be pulled down by Dennis Graham, but he's going to be called on an offensive foul. A little bit too much contact as he tried to clear out some space and pull down that offensive rebound. So that's his first. Already three team fouls against Northwest just 2 minutes into the game. So Western going the other way. A couple passes in the backcourt against this half-court press. Pass intercepted. Roe Dedeau goes right to the rim. Layup on the right hand. That one's off. Andrew Parrott the board. And here comes Western the other way, playing very good defense out of the gates. Watterson through the lane. Dish down low for Parrott. He gets hammered. And here come the first two Western free throws of the game with Andrew Parrott, the big man. It's going to be the second foul already on Dennis Graham as well. Came in off the bench in this one, of course, with the full senior starting lineup for Northwest. So for Parrott at the line, able to shake off a ton of noise from that Northwest student section and drill the first free throw. So Parrott gets it once more, one more try at the line. Rolls off the rim and misses. Rebound down to Williams. And here comes Northwest quickly the other way, trailing Western 6-1. Three ball in the corner. That one's left short. Offensive rebound. Another try from three. That one's also off by Osterberg. And we got another foul on the rebound. Wow. The second on Travion Kennel Moore. His second. And already the fifth team foul on Northwest. And we're not even 3 minutes into this one. Ton of fouls on the Mounties. And that's going to be very advantageous for Western for the rest of this first quarter. As they started off very strong. Quick 5 points leading to a quick Mountie timeout. And then even after the timeout, Western playing very, very strong defense. As the first free throw rattles in for Andrew Parrott. He's now 2 of 3 at the line. And now we got the big fella, the big junior, Bryson Cooper, checking in for the foul-plagued Travion Kennel Moore. Second free throw for Parrott. This time it's in. He's 3 of 4 from the line. Got one more substitution coming in. Lucas Parrott comes in for Andrew Parrott. 8-1 lead for Western over Northwest. Some half-court pressure coming from Western, but they're going to back off pretty quickly. Northwest ball on the left-hand side for Holmes. Swings it back up top for Dedeau. Crossover to the left past Willis. Now for Cooper on the baseline. Drives to the rim. Two-handed jam! Through the lane for Bryson Cooper. That'll get the student section going. They erupt as Northwest gets their third point. Now through the lane, stolen away by Cooper. Coast to coast, Roe Dedeau through the lane, and a blocking foul is going to be called against Jaden Willis, his first, team second. Boy, we'll see if that jam injects some life into this Northwest team. A little bit of a flat start for the first 3 minutes. They now inbound on the right side of the basket. Lobbing it in near half court. It's going to be collected by Holmes, harassed by Watterson. Cross over to the right now goes for Osterberg. Dribbles, pulls up, jumper at the free throw line. Nothing but net. What a smooth touch for the senior. And just like that, Northwest back within three. 4:23 to go in the first quarter. Watterson quickly into the front court, into the corner for Willis. Back outside for Watterson, guarded closely by Holmes. Spin move at the free throw line, cuts into the paint, now kicks back outside. One more pass up top for Chance Pangborn. Picks it up at the elbow and for Watterson outside. Western will restart their offense. Screen coming on the left, he goes right. Watterson, nice dish down low. Ball away jumper 6 feet out. That one's off for Brody Parrott. Offensive rebound, however, to Lucas Parrott. And then we got a blocking foul called against the Mounties, Jared Osterberg. This will send Lucas Parrott to the line. First foul on Jared Osterberg. And I mentioned Northwest already putting Western in a bonus. So this will send Lucas Parrott to the line for two. Western, a couple quick buckets, led 5-0 and 8-1. But back-to-back buckets by Northwest trying to stop that momentum. First free throw in by Parrott. We'll have one more on the way. And he missed the second one. Big rebound for Cooper. Already with three rebounds here. Up the court quickly for Rowe Dedeau, step back, mid-range. That one's just short off the front iron. Rebound down to Lucas Parrott. Here comes Watterson on the floor for the Panthers. Dribbles through the lane, dish down low for Parrott. Bobbled it briefly, goes up with it. That's tough. Might have been blocked by Cooper down low. Now up the floor for the Mounties. Spin move through the lane. Shots. They're going to rule it a foul before the shot. Marquise Williams spinning through the lane. And it's going to be a foul on Rourke Watterson, his first, team's third. Andrew Parrott back in for the Panthers lineup. Mounties inbound on the left side of the basket with Osterberg into the far side corner. Three ball in and out for Williams. Rebound down to Brody Parrott. Here comes Watterson up the floor for Western. Top of the key. Western leads by four. Straightaway three now on the handoff. That one's off by Pangborn. And then on the rebound for Williams, trying to get the outlet pass to Dedeau. It'll be tipped out of bounds by Western. Northwest will hang on to the possession. Western trying to say they didn't touch it. And it looks like they will give it back to Western. Inbound by Stevens into the backcourt for Willis. Has it near half court, harassed by Dedeau. Here we had it stripped away, but Willis able to keep onto it. Has it at the top of the key, loses it again. Pressure coming in from Osterberg. Now on the left wing, drives on the baseline for Pangborn, trapped on the double team. Back outside for Willis, drives through, has an open lane, blocked away by Williams. Rowe Dedeau out and running the other way for Northwest. He'll pull it back outside for Cooper outside, wide open three ball. Holmes, that's short. Rebound for Parrott. Man, this place would have erupted again. Desperate for a three-point make. Still a 9-5 lead for Western with the ball. 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key for Chance Pangborn. Swing pass on the left for Parrott. Now into the corner, pass tipped. And a save attempt by Brody Parrott, but it's going to be out of bounds. He had to kind of go out behind his back. Nifty move, but just couldn't keep it in. It'll be Northwest ball the other direction. Marquise Williams inbounding. Some backcourt pressure by Willis, but he backs off on the inbound as Holmes has it at the top of the key. Swing pass on the right-hand side for Osterberg. In defense right here for the Western Panthers. Step back, three ball. That one's left short. And then Parrott can't control the rebound. It went right to him. There was not even a Mountie in the area to pressure that. He just Just kind of fumbled it. Two Northwest's gain. They'll inbound on the right side of the basket. 2 minutes left in the first. Northwest trails by four. Lobs it in for Cooper and shuffles it out to the corner for Osterberg. Back to Cooper on the right block. Backing down his man. Pass fake twice. Now up top for Osterberg. Swing it to the left. Three ball. That one's wide right for Williams. Then steals it. Cooper up and in. And the foul. Blocking foul called against the Panthers. Sending the big fella Bryson Cooper to the line for an and one. Andrew Parrott committing his second personal foul. So if he makes this free throw, he'll pull Northwest to within one. Trailed by as many as seven in this pretty low scoring first quarter. Free throw in and out. Offensive rebound put back up and in on the glass by Roe Dedeau. And we are all knotted up at nine. 93 seconds to go in quarter number one. Some more Northwest half-court pressure. They back off, and we're going to get a whistle in the backcourt. Ooh, he took too long. 10-second violation. You don't see those very often, especially only with a half-court press. Man. Careless mistake there for the Panthers. And now Northwest going the other way, trying to get their first lead of the night. Senior night here at Northwest High School. So they're relining to inbound on the near sideline in front of Western's bench. Pass fake in, gets it to the top of the key for Cooper. Now on the left side for Holmes. Crossover screen of the right fire. Cooper drives in, step back, mid-range. That one's short. Jumpers have been off tonight for the Mounties in the first quarter. And Western going the other way, trying to get the lead back as we got a bump and a foul called on Caden Holmes on the perimeter. This will send Western back to the free throw line after Northwest, again, already putting Western in the bonus only 3 minutes into the game. First foul on Holmes. The bonus free throw, first one is off, attempted by Charlie Stevens. Pangborn to the bench, replaced by Anthony Miller for Western. One more free throw try for Stevens. He misses both. Big rebound by Dedeau, goes quickly up the floor, coast to coast, and he's going to be hammered. This will put Northwest now in the bonus as Roe Dedeau will go to the line for two. That's the second personal foul on Willis as well. Four players, two for each team, that have two fouls. So Roe Dedeau, first free throw in, and Northwest has their first lead of the night. He's got three. Northwest on a 9-1 scoring run. Second free throw is off, but the important thing for Northwest, they get the lead. 1 minute left in the first quarter. Watterson quickly in the lane, kicks back out to Stevens. And now for Watterson once more. Pass fake out, floats it up and in, and Rourke Watterson with his first score. That ends that extended 9-1 run for Northwest. Western back in front, 11-10. Low scoring first quarter. 35 seconds to go. Top of the key, quick fire three. That one's off by Dedeau. And the rebound down to Lucas Parrott. Here's Watterson the other way. Final 23 seconds of the first quarter. Into the front court, guarded out there by Dedeau. Has it inside the midcourt circle over the Northwest logo. Now on the far side against Dedeau. Trying to get a screen coming in for Parrott. Comes in on the left. Dribbles quickly to the right elbow through the lane. He's going to be fouled. Hits the deck. And that will send Rourke Watterson to the line for two with 4 seconds left in the first quarter. That's also the second personal foul on Caden Holmes. So now five total players already with two fouls in this one. First Watterson free throw is in. He's got three. Western back in front by two. Second free throw, it's money. 3-point Western lead, inbound to Osterberg, half court heave, in and out. Wow, that was close. Nearly tied it, but that concludes the first quarter of play as Western with a 13-10 lead over their rival Northwest. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You've got boys high school basketball on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Start of the second quarter from Northwest High School, where the Western Panthers lead over Northwest 13-10. Connor Dockery with you on this Friday evening on WKHM. Western with the first possession to start the second quarter. Watterson has it, knifing through the lane. Nice spin move. Swatted away on the layup by Bryson Cooper. Erased that shot. But it goes out of bounds, and Western will hang on to it. Watterson throwing it in on the far baseline. Got a quick substitution first before we continue play. It'll be Isaac Gernand in for Brody Parrott, trying to get some more size in here. Western inbound. On the far side, back around the perimeter, Stevens pump fake, drives through the lane, up, tough shot is up and in. My goodness. That was difficult. Smothered defense was falling down as well. But that gives Western a 5-point lead. Now for Northwest in the far corner for Williams. Kicks back outside. Step back. Three ball. That one's short by Bobby Simon. But an offensive rebound off the glass. That one's off by Cooper. And another offensive rebound. Third try here for the Mounties. Into the near side corner. Driving through for Dido. Now for Bryson Cooper. Briefly lost it. Recollects it. And then a jump ball forced by Anthony Miller. This time the possession will go with Northwest. Inbound on the left side of the basket with Avery Anspaugh. Lobs into the left side for Dido. Stops in the corner. Pulls it back outside. Drives through the lane. Tough shot. He gets fouled. And this will send Roe Dido to the line for two. Fouls committed by Anthony Miller. His first, team's first. Getting a lot of fouls for both teams in that first quarter. Several players on both teams playing with two fouls. So should see some interesting lineups here for the rest of the half as Dido gets the first free throw to drop. And he makes both. He's got five to lead all scorers. And Northwest pulls to within three. Western ball. 1:15 into the second quarter. Top of the key for Watterson. Dribbles, cuts off to the left-hand side, and settles it down. Guarded closely by Simon. Drives through, stopped in the baseline by the help defensive Williams. Cuts back in, kicks back outside. Ooh, a little bit of a low pass. Miller was wide open, but couldn't quite fire the three. Now Watterson through the lane, up and under, and in. What a nice move by Watterson, splitting the defense. definitely had a size mismatch, but doesn't matter to him. He's got six. And Western is back in front by five. Approaching the two-minute mark here in the second quarter. Northwest ball on the left wing for Anspaugh back outside. Anspaugh fires the three in and out. Now goes back up with it. That one's off by Williams. And then the rebound corralled by Lucas Parrott. Man, Northwest can't buy a three. Watterson, top of the key. He's harassed by Simon. And he'll recollect near half court. Western, half spin. Watterson, tough layup on the left hand. It's left short. Rebound for Rody Doe, going quickly the other way. Loves to play fast. And kicks out to the left wing. Fires the three. Simon, left short. Nearly a wedgie. And it's rebound by Watterson, who goes the other way for the Panthers. Assembles it down top of the key on the left wing. Three ball. Miller off the heel. And the rebound out for Williams. Lost it, but Dido has it coast to coast. Layup on the left hand. No, but a foul. And Ro Dido gets rewarded with another trip to the line. Foul will be on Watterson, his second. Now six players across both teams that are playing with two fouls. So Ro Dido, so far with 5 points, leading the Mounties in scoring in this one. With some more tries here at the line, and he misses the first one. Chance Pangborn and Brody Parrott back in for Western. Meanwhile, Travion Kinnell-Moore back in for the Mounties. One more try at the line for Ro Dido. Gets it. He's got six, and Northwest pulls to within four. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Rourke Watterson walking the ball across the timeline amidst half-court pressure. Sprints past everybody, cut off on the low block. Picks up his dribble, trying to pass back outside. Gets it back out for Stevens. Half spin through the lane, stopped on the low block. Ooh, bad pass. Stolen by Dido. 2-on-1, Northwest. Eurostep layup on the right hand is in for Dido. He's got eight, and Northwest back within two. Briefly led there towards the end of the first quarter. Trailed for most of this game before Western able to rebuild their lead. Now through the lane, nice jump stop and score for Brody Parrott for his first bucket as Western back up by four. It's 19-15, very low-scoring game in the first half. 4 minutes to go until halftime. Dido has it at the top of the key, hesitates, sidestep, three ball. That one is too strong. And a rebound down to Stevens. Man, Northwest just shooting tons of threes, but they can't buy one. Watterson has it on the left wing for the Panthers. Knifes in now in the corner for Pangborn. Drives through against Simon. Fallaway jumper, 8 feet out is in. Beautiful score for Pangborn. He's got a nice shooting touch. And Western in front by six. 3:43 to go in the second quarter. Simon back up top for Anspaugh. Now Northwest going to slow things down here. All five players out on the perimeter. NBA-style basketball right here. Now lobs it down low for Dido on the cut, but a foul called before that pass could get off. It's against Charlie Stevens, his first team's third. Get a couple substitutions right here. Jaden Willis back in for Willis. And then Dennis Graham back in for Northwest. Both playing with two fouls. Anspaugh kick to the near corner. Now back on the right wing for Dennis Graham. Let's slow things down here. Gets a screen on the left from Kinnell-Moore. And a pass in the corner goes out of bounds. Last touch by Western. It'll stay with the Mounties. Inbounding way tucked in there in the corner on the near side. Gets it into Graham on the left wing. Jab step off the screen. Bounce pass on the cut for Dido. He got it too deep. Had to save it. Goes right back to Anspaugh. Shot is blocked. Goes down to Kinnell-Moore. And he's able to clean up the mess. Northwest back within four with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Rourke Watterson for Western. Really pacing the team. earlier in the season was coming off the bench, but he's really grown nicely into the starting role as the starting point guard, as Willis had it lost out of bounds by Dito. It'll stay with Western as Jarrett Osterberg back in for Northwest. Now up top for Brody Parrott and then for Stevens. Down low for Willis, up and under off glass. That one short. Great defense and then a rebound by Dido. Goes quickly up the floor. Loves to play with speed. Has it on the right free throw line extended. Down low for Osterberg. Tough shot. That one's off the mark with Parrott in the nice defense. Meanwhile, another offensive rebound for the Mounties. Outside for Graham. Head fake. Pulls in for a long two. Wide right. And a rebound by Pangborn. You can feel this crowd getting anxious seeing all these missed jump shots. Stevens has it up top. Western leads by four. Now for Pangborn, top of the key, handoff for Willis. Defender closes in, cuts through, layup on the right hand. Might have been blocked by Kennell Moore, but a late foul call coming in. And Travion Kennell Moore commits his third personal foul. And this will land Jaden Willis to the free throw line. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Jennifer Scanlon in the brokerage house. Thank you for your support tonight's coverage. As Jaden Willis makes the first free throw. Has one more try. And he's 2 of 2 this time. 23-17 lead for Western. Northwest ball the other way. 2 minutes to work with in the first half on their own senior night. Dennis Graham has it top of the key, guarded by Pangborn. Hesitates, crossover. And we're going to have a foul off ball against Western. Looks like it's against Parrott. His first, team's fourth. So every defensive foul from this point on the rest of the half for Western will result in Mountie free throws. Lobs it in for Bryson Cooper. Kicks it back outside for Anspaugh. Down low for Cooper once more. And then we got another foul on the entry pass. This will land Cooper to the free throw line, as I mentioned. That's against Willis, his third personal foul. So a ton of players with at least two personal fouls. We've got one on each team, Willis and Kennell Moore, both playing with three personal fouls. Fouling making a big impact in this one as Bryson Cooper at the line for two Mountie free throws makes the first one this time. Rourke Watterson in for the Western Panthers, sending Willis to the bench with that foul trouble. Cooper, big, deep breath, and he makes both free throws. Cooper with four, and it's another four-point game. Western leading about 90% of this one. Northwest briefly led by one before Western got the lead back. Bounce pass down low for Parrott, but it was too deep. Had to try to save it, stolen away by Cooper. Northwest the other way for Dito, top of the key. Now swings into the far side corner. Driving through for Graham. He's cut off, and he pulls it back out to the perimeter. Now trying to get a screen in. Just fires the three. Can't get the friendly bounce. Long rebound out to Chance Pangborn. Another missed three for Northwest. Now for Western the other side. Parrott back outside for Pangborn. Drives through the lane. Goes over Cooper, and Cooper with great defense. Defending without fouling, arms were straight up. So even though there was some contact, since he kept his arms straight vertical up and down, no foul was called. Correct call there. But the ball, last touch out of bounds by Cooper. And Western with the inbound. And it's immediately stolen by Cooper. Going quickly the other way. Nice out to Osterberg. Layup on the left hand. That one rolls off. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Marquise Williams. That's his first bucket, and that pulls Northwest to within two. 40 seconds left in quarter number two. Watterson has it up top for Western, guarded by Rodie Doe. Fakes the handoff now, gets it to Stevens. Back outside for Pangborn in the far side corner. Kicks up top for Watterson. Looking for another screen on the left. Instead, gets the handoff. Stevens drives through the lane. Nearly out of his pocket, picked by Dito, but they're going to call the foul. That's his first, but only team second. So Northwest, at least, has cleaned up their foul tendencies that plagued them in the first quarter. Willis and Andrew Parrott both in for Western. Final 16 seconds of the half. Western ball on the far sideline. Willis bounce pass in up top for Watterson. Half spin back outside for Andrew Parrott. Now gets it back outside for Watterson. 8 seconds on the game clock. Screen coming in on the right. He takes it, goes it, and it's going to be a steal on the bounce pass. Osterberg the other way. Three ball at the buzzer. That one hit a beam in the ceiling here at Northwest High School, and it's going to be no good. But a close one here. Fun rivalry matchup between Northwest and Western. It's the Western Panthers in front 23-21 at the halftime locker room. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. And when we come back, we're going to break down what we saw in this first half of play. Stick around. You've got boys high school basketball right here on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance Etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here at Northwest High School for halftime between the Mounties and the Western Panthers. The Panthers leading the majority of the first half, but very close, 23-21. Very close and low scoring at that. As the game was started with a 8-1 lead for Western, they got out of the gates playing very well on both sides of the ball before Northwest finally started to settle in on offense particularly. They then responded with a 9-1 scoring run. They briefly led 10-9 before Western gained the lead right back, scored the next 6 points going into the second quarter, and that was the last time Northwest had the lead in this one. And pretty much the entire second quarter was just a couple swings for both ways. You know, 4 points swing one way, you know, 4 points the other way, 5 points, 4 points, just kind of back and forth. But, again, it's been very close. Both teams had those runs in that first quarter. But it'll be really interesting, especially with foul trouble in the second half, to see what these teams do. A lot of key guys in foul trouble. Look at Northwest. Trey Kinnell-Moore with three fouls. Holmes and Graham both playing with two fouls. And for the Panthers as well, Jaden Willis with three personal fouls. And Rourke Watterson and Andrew Parrott both with two personal fouls. Again, these are all key guys for both these teams that are dealing with major foul trouble. And a lot of these fouls happening early, too. I will say Northwest, they pretty much committed most of their fouls at the end of that first quarter, but Western, it's been the whole game for them, committing fouls in both quarters. Northwest cleaning up in the second quarter. But Western, I mean, they're playing very good. They're playing inside and out. Three-pointers don't particularly seem to be there for either of these teams. But Western is at least saying, like, okay, we're going to go in, we're going to attack the basket, we're going to try to draw some contact, draw some fouls, and they have no fear. They're going right at these taller Northwest defenders, particularly Bryson Cooper. But Cooper, for his credit, doing a very good job defending without fouling. He has no fouls yet, and he's been doing a good job of covering the rim. But Western, they've been doing a good job there. Meanwhile, for Northwest, man, you can tell they're just trying to jam the square peg in the round hole. They just keep trying these threes, but they're just not falling for them. So Northwest, I would like to see them try to attack the basket more, especially with the rate that Western's committing these fouls. Got to get them on their heels and try to get these trips to the line and try to generate your points from the inside. Meanwhile, for Western, stop fouling. That's pretty much the main tidbit I have for them. Looking at the scorers tonight, leading scorer is Ro Dido for Northwest. He's got 8 points. Meanwhile, Rourke Watterson, leading Western scorer, with 6 points. That'll conclude the halftime report. Again, halftime score 23-21, Western over Northwest. We're back in 3 minutes with the second half of play from Northwest High School on WKHM.
Been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back at Northwest High School for tonight's basketball action between the Western Panthers and the Northwest Mounties. I'm Connor Dockery hanging out with you on WKHM on this chilly, windy Friday evening. 23-21. Score at the half for Western. They had the first possession, but a quick offensive foul. Illegal screen by Brody Parrott, his second. So Northwest with their first third quarter possession going from left to right in your radio dial as we got a layup on the baseline. Dennis Graham gets it up and in for his first score. And Northwest ties it back up at 23. And then we got a quick bucket the other end for Western. I don't think it's going to count. We had a foul before the shot. And Watterson can't believe it. Had that quick layup, but they're not going to give it to him. Ro Dido committing the foul. Well, they'll stay shooting foul anyway, huh? So they'll get two free throws, but they won't give him the and one. So Andrew Parrott at the line for two. He gets the first one to fall. And gets the second one as well. He's got five. 25-23, Western back in front. Northwest the other direction with Dennis Graham to the right wing, guarded by Watterson. Trying to get the pass down low for Cooper. Has it on the low block, backing down Parrott. Drives to the basket, off the glass and in for two. So deadly, within 5 feet. If Northwest can try to get more looks like that as opposed to shoot all these threes, they should be in business. Tied at 25 once more. 1 minute into the third. Willis has it up top for Western. Finaway at the left block. That one's off. And then Cooper saves the rebound. In for Graham. Here come the Mounties the other way. Quick coast to coast for Dido. Trying to go up against Willis. Crafty layup up and under. No. Rebound for Andrew Parrott. Here comes Western the other way for Watterson. Now for Willis on the left wing. Jab step through the lane. Back outside. Three ball. That one's up and in for Brody Parrott. It's weird to see a three ball in for really either of these teams. A three-point shot just has not been there. As we got a jumper on the other end on the elbow. That one's off the mark by Graham. But then the rebound poked out of bounds by Western. It'll stay with Northwest. And just continuing the trend as well of Northwest able to claw their way back and tie, and then Western immediately takes the lead right back. Leading by three, Northwest down low for Cooper on the inbound, goes up with it and scores immediately. Northwest just going for Cooper exclusively to start this third quarter. Seems to be a winning recipe. Western just does not have the height to slow this guy down. Watterson through the lane. Down low for Andrew Parrott. Tough shot. Great defense by Cooper. Here comes Northwest the other way. Coast to coast for Graham. Layup in and a foul. Blocking foul called against the Panthers. It's going to be on Watterson, his third. We got an and one chance for Dennis Graham as Northwest finally regains the lead, their first lead since 10-9 late in the first quarter. So Dennis Graham dealing with some foul trouble in the first half, getting the scoring going for the Mounties here as well as Cooper, but he misses the and one free throw. It's 29-28 for Northwest, and we got a foul on the other end against the Mounties. Had a little bit of a bump there. Ball went out of bounds. Looks like it is just an out-of-bounds call. No foul. So inbound to Jaden Willis. Has it at the top of the key. He's met by Ro Dido. Bounce pass on the far side for Stevens. Back for Willis. Fakes the three. Trying to lob it down low. And it's intercepted by Dido. Coast to coast. Two on two. Layup on the right hand is in. And a foul. Northwest getting the and ones time and time again here in this second half. Fouls on Chance Pangborn his first. Already three team fouls against Western, and they just continue to foul nonstop as Dido gets the and one free throw. He's got 11, and Northwest with their large lead of four. Previously only led by one as we got a three ball in the corner on the other end, up and in by Pangborn. Northwest's inability to shoot the three tonight. If Western can consistently hit theirs, that can equalize some of their foul troubles. Getting a lot of trips to the line for the Mounties on the other end. Meanwhile, three ball on the left wing. That one's in and out. And a long rebound out to Willis. Goes quickly the other way. Shuffles it back outside for Stevens. Back for Willis. Fires the three. Fouled on the three by Graham, coming in from behind. That's going to be the third personal foul on Dennis Graham. And this will land Jaden Willis at the line for not one, not two, but three free throw tries. Misses the first one. Jarrett Osterberg back in for Northwest. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc., and Wilby Transit Mix. Thank you for your support in tonight's coverage of Boys High School basketball. Willis misses the second free throw as well. And he has one more try on this trip of three attempts. Makes the last one. He's got five, and we're tied at 32. That's how these games are with these two teams. Four and a half to go in the third. Bounce pass down low for Cooper. Quickly double team back into the corner for Williams, and then for Osterberg on the drive. Trying to get it down low for Cooper. A little bit of an awkward pass, and it's stolen away by Brody Parrott. Jaden Willis into the front court. He's stopped by Williams. Dribbles near half court. Gets the handoff for Pangborn. Stopped into the corner. Trying to get the lob down low. Instead goes back outside for Stevens. Hesitates. Pulls it back out now on the near side corner. Willis again. Back through the lane for Cornell March, getting his first action in this one. And he turns it over. Stolen away on the other end by Williams on the right wing. Three ball in! Finally gets the Mountie three-point lid off. And he drills that one. 5 points for Osterberg. And Northwest up by three. Three and a half to go in the third quarter as Willis loses it out of bounds. Last touch by Caden Holmes, apparently. Avery Anspaugh back in for Marquise Williams for Northwest. Western ball inbounding on the right side of the basket. Stevens inbounding, bounce pass to Pangborn on the right. Guarded by Osterberg. Both these guys have made a three in this quarter. Willis has it up top, closely guarded by Avery Anspaugh. Tries to get past him, cuts through the lane. He falls, but able to shuffle it back out to avoid traveling. Now up and under, that's off the heel by Parrott, but it wouldn't have counted anyways. Offensive foul. A little bit of an elbow there. His third personal foul. Fourth team foul. And Western again. Potentially in all three quarters, putting Northwest in the bonus. Three-point Northwest lead, trying to build on that here. Their large lead is only four. So got a handoff at the top of the key for Dido. Drives through, kicks back outside for Caden Holmes. Back for Dido. Northwest going to restart here. Cooper sets the screen on the right. Just going to fire the three here. That's wide right. But it's going to be picked up by Osterberg on the offensive rebound. Back for Anspaugh. Fires the three. Misses. And then the rebound muscled away. Put back by Dido. No. And then the whistle is blown on the following rebound. It looks like it's going to be a foul on Bryson Cooper over the back foul. His first Northwest third. So now some half-court pressure coming from Northwest. They'll back off pretty quickly, but a pick of the pocket by Holmes, and he gets an easy fast break score. Can't get him any easier than that, ladies and gentlemen. Northwest leads by five, 2:20 to go in the third quarter. We're going to take a timeout right here. Back in 30 seconds, you've got boys high school basketball on WKHM.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
37-32, Northwest leads over Western out of the timeout, outscoring the Panthers 16-9 in this third quarter. Western ball dribbling to the top of the key for Willis. Back for Andrew Parrott and for Willis at the top of the key. Dribbles off to the right now. A big crossover both ways against Anspaugh. Underhanded pass outside for Parrott. Has it once more. Drives through on the right baseline. Stopped. Back outside for Willis. Head fake on the three. Stopped. Back in the corner for Parrott. Now trying to kick back outside. Western trying to find a way to move the ball around with Watterson on the bench, their primary playmaker. Bad pass. It's going to be a backcourt violation. It was too far away for Willis to get. And it kind of slipped through his fingertips. And he knew it when he went back there that was going to be called. And that's another Western turnover as we got a substitution here. Anthony Miller back in for the Panthers. Northwest ball inbounding on the far sideline at the midcourt with Avery Anspaugh. Lobs it into the backcourt. Here comes Caden Holmes, top of the key. Dribbles to the left wing. Couple crossovers guarded by Miller. Trying to drive in. Lost the dribble briefly, but able to pick it back up. Now gets it back up top for Osterberg and then for Dido. Drives through. Spin move. Layup on the right hand. No! Rebound fought for, and Watterson picks it up. Checking back in. He goes quickly the other way. Now on the left for Willis. He stops. Now gets it back to the far side corner. Fires a three. That's off the heel by Miller. Long rebound controlled by Holmes. Now the other way for Cooper. Eurostep layup. He is fouled. Boy, the crowd. Oh, man, they're going to get him an offensive foul. Boy, his teammates can't believe it. And the student section excited when they saw him getting loose in the fast break. They wanted a jam, but instead they get a turnover. And Cooper's second foul. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Northwest by five. Western going quickly into the front court. with Parrott, and it's going to be stolen away. Cooper pokes it free, and a foul is going to be called. This should send Northwest to the free throw line. They'll be in the bonus. That's going to be the fourth personal foul on Brody Parrott. He's the one of all the players in foul trouble tonight in most danger of fouling out entirely. So Bryson Cooper at the line. He's got 8 points for the Mounties. First free throw, in and out. Got Chance Pangborn back in for Brody Parrott. Bit of a scoring drought the last few minutes for both these teams. Free throw, that one also a miss. Cooper comes up totally empty. Willis to the right wing. 40 seconds left in the third. Watterson has it on the right for Western, trailing by five. Going to be closely guarded by Anspaugh. Dribbles off to the left, now into the near side corner for Pangborn. Looking for Parrott down low, doesn't get it to him, instead goes up top. Pass fake right, now back outside for Miller. Looking down low for Willis, gets it to him. Backing down his man, spin move right past him and gets the layup in. Beautiful move for Jaden Willis. But I believe they're going to get a technical foul. If I saw that correctly, it was called on the other end of the floor. Jaden Willis got that nice score, but then he turned and immediately said something to Anspaugh, and they will indeed credit Willis with a fourth personal foul and a technical foul. Ro Dido at the line on the other end. And he gets the technical free throw. Has one more try. Yeah, not what you want to do in that situation. Not in a game this close. Can't be costing your team like that. Second free throw in as well for Dido. He's got a game-high 13 points. Five-point Mountie lead and the ball inbounding on the far sideline. This matches their large lead of the game. Up top for Dido. 10 seconds on the game clock for the third quarter. Guard out there by Stevens. Green coming over from Cooper. Fires a three at the buzzer. That one's off the glass and misses. And, we got some extracurricular bumping and shoving way after the third quarter ended. Oh, man. We're going to have a benches clearing moment here. This could get ugly. Officials coming in to separate both teams. Let's see. Are they going to give some free throws out of this? The officials are meeting at half court. Looks like we're going to have to wait until the fourth quarter. 39-34, Mounties lead over the Panthers. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So had a technical foul assessed, I believe, to Charlie Stevens. I didn't see the number. But against Western, we had some walk-off technical free throws by Rodney Doe. He made one of two for Northwest. So Northwest going into the fourth quarter up 40-34 over the Western Panthers. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, broadcasting live from Northwest High School. Final regular season game for the boys basketball season. District playoffs start on Monday. Northwest with the first possession. Now a nice cut and a nice assist from Dito to Dennis Graham. Gets the score, and Northwest continuing to grow that lead. Now the largest of the game for Northwest, 42-34. Western really struggling since Northwest started to find that recipe, and they did what I mentioned at halftime. They got away from the three ball, started focusing inside where Western's been committing a lot of fouls. They've been having a lot of success. We meanwhile have a foul against Northwest on the other end by Dennis Graham, his fourth. And that's going to send Chance Pangborn to the line for two. Makes the first one. He's got nine. That will stop a extended 15-6 run since the midway point in the third quarter. And the officials will now have a quick chat. So now one of the officials having a chat with Coach James Bradley of the Northwest Mounties. Second free throw also in for Pangborn. Pulls Western to within six, 1 minute into the fourth. Now we're going to get some substitutions, I believe. Oh, now a technical foul against Northwest. So Chance Pangborn at the line for additional free throws on the technical. Boy, tensions are running high here at Northwest High School. I believe it's against Dennis Graham. Said something. Said something the officials didn't like. Second free throw also in of this technical trip. Made both, and it's 42-38 now. Technical free throws attempted by both teams. Lots of fouls, some pushing and shoving. Man. Getting very physical out there. Willis down low with a tough score. Over the tough defense, and Western on a quick 6-0 run to open the fourth quarter. Trails by just two. Now up top for Marquise Williams. Pull up at the free throw line. That one's off. Rebound for Andrew Parrott. And here comes Waterston the other way. They can tie or take the lead on this possession. Pangborn pulls up at the free throw line. Blocked away by Osterberg. Plucked it in the corner by Williams, but he's double-teamed immediately. Here come the Mounties the other way. Kicks it down low for Holmes. Lays it up and in for two. That makes it a four-point Mountie lead. Holmes with four. Approaching the two-minute mark into the fourth and final quarter. Pangborn has it on the near side corner. Back outside for Andrew Parrott. Dribbles to the right. Handoff for Parrott. Now for Watterson in the corner. He's going to pull it back to the top of the key. Restart this offense for Western. Watterson looking to get it down low for Willis in isolation. Then drives through. Pass fake outside. Now gets it to Willis. Fires the three. Makes the three! Jaden Willis stepping up for the Panthers. He's got 12 points, most of which in the second half, and that pulls Western within one. 44-43, 5:25 to go in the ball game. Holmes has it on the right wing, off the screen, fires a three. He can't answer. Rebound for Pangborn. Western looking to regain the lead. Watterson at the elbow, back outside for Pangborn. Now kicks it back outside. Willis, heat check from three. Gets it again! Jaden Willis Back-to-back threes, and Northwest needs to call time as the Panthers regain the lead 46-44 with 5:05 to go. We'll step aside. Timeout's been called back in 30 seconds. You got high school basketball on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tremendous basketball for both teams here as Western regains the lead. They have come out the first 3 minutes of this fourth quarter, outscoring Northwest 12-4. Back-to-back threes before the timeout by Jaden Willis. He's up to 15. And Western has their first lead since 31-29. Of course, a lot of technical fouls, technical free throws, tensions running high. And right when it looked like Western was going to get buried, as we got a two and a jam by Cooper beneath the bucket. He's got 10. That ties the game at 46. Right when we thought Northwest was going to start pulling away, Western came roaring back, and partially with some of those technical fouls as Andrew Parrott gets a score beneath the bucket on the other end as Western regains the lead, 48-46, 4.5 to go. Time is just ticking here. Going to be right at the wire before you know it. Rodido at the top of the key for Northwest. Dribbles on the left wing, guarded by Willis. Now through the lane, tough layup, up and in for Dido. Couple of words afterwards exchanged, and we're tied at 48. Western ball, top of the key for Stevens on the cut for Watterson. Somehow gets free, and he scores on the layup, left hand. 50-48, back and forth, nonstop action. Dido fires and matches on the other end. What a game. We're tied at 50 all. 3:45 left. Watterson quickly through the lane into the near side corner. Drives in the baseline for Parrott. Scores, and the foul for the Panthers. Unbelievable action here. You wouldn't want it any other way for the final game of the regular season. Final meeting between these two teams. Fouls on Avery Anspaugh, his first, and we got an and one free throw coming from Andrew Parrott. Trying to give his Panthers a 3-point lead. Especially with how Northwest has been shooting the three ball tonight. That's virtually a two possession lead. Boy, a lot of noise by the student section, but it doesn't faze Andrew Parrott. He makes the and one free throw. It's now a 3-point Western lead. 3.5 to go through the lane for Dido. Up and under. He scores. Man, this guy is tough. He's got 20, and it's a 1-point game. Western with the lead in the ball. 3:20 left. Watterson dribbles on the low block, guarded by Simon. Back outside, we got a whistle, and we're going to get a quick timeout by Western. 30 seconds. We'll be back in a moment. 53-52, Western over Northwest on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls. And great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Coming right down to the wire, 1 point lead, Western over Northwest, 3 minutes left, three ball straight away out of the timeout, Pangborn drills it. Two possession lead, it's 56-52, Dido quickly coast to coast the other way, meanwhile Dido can't miss. And that brings Northwest within two. Willis, step back three, off. Cooper, the rebound. And Northwest, they have a chance to tie or take the lead right back. Osterberg has it now for Cooper at the right elbow. Jab step, jump shot, off. Rebound fought for, and it comes down to Pangborn. Here comes Western the other way, 2:30 left. Western with the possession and up two. Watterson quickly to the top of the key, crossover. Now he'll settle things down here. What, this is a must-win possession for both these teams. Northwest needs a stop. Western needs a score. Once you get inside 2 minutes, that's when you kind of got to start thinking about fouling, especially if it's a multi-possession game. Pangborn top of the key, back outside. Willis on the left wing. Looking on the back door cut. Drives against Simon. Through the lane, down low for Andrew Parent. Finds him wide open, and a nice score off the dish. Andrew Parent. Puts Western up by four, and then a missed three on the other end by Dido. And we're going to get a personal foul right here. That one's going to be against Bryson Cooper, his third. Team's fourth. Meanwhile, no fouls committed by Western in this fourth quarter. So as much as they've had foul problems through the first three quarters, they haven't committed any in this fourth. Huge possession here, Western. They lead by four. 1:40 left. Depending on how long this possession goes, Northwest might have to think about fouling here. Willis has it on the left wing up top for Andrew Parrott. Kicks into the far side corner for Pangborn. Closely guarded by Williams. Drives on the baseline. Kicks down low. Shot off the glass and in for Brody Parrott. 6 point game, buck 20 to go, Western. Huge advantage here. Meanwhile, corner three, that's too strong by Holmes. Offensive rebound for Cooper. Goes back up with it and he scores. Got those quick points. And we're going to have a timeout right here. We're going to leave it on WKHM for the time being. 60-56. Western in front of Northwest with 105 left and the ball. Northwest will have to start thinking about fouling. It's a two-possession game. And Western, man, just racking up those scores. They were going blow for blow in the middle of this quarter. So Western going on a huge run to pull back into it right when you thought Northwest was going to start pulling away. They led by as many as eight right at the start of the fourth. But then that's when Western started roaring on back. We had a lot of back and forth for both teams. And then, man, these last few scores by Western. Wow. But 65 seconds, that is an eternity for high school basketball. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, and King's Equipment Company. Thanks for your support in tonight's coverage of boys high school basketball. Full court pressure from Northwest, trying to get the foul, Osterberg. And they will get the foul. Oh, no, they'll get the timeout. Western needs to call timeout. We'll take the timeout this time. 30 seconds. It's 60-56.
Hi, friends. I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final 60 seconds. Western with the ball, leading by 4 over Northwest. On the inbound for Pangborn, back for Willis. Harassed with the full court press, gets it back over to Stevens and beats the press into the front court. Lots of quick passing. Western trying to evade the foul. Back for Watterson near half court. Still trying to foul. Northwest not able to get the contact. Then finally they do with Osterberg. Western able to melt 15 seconds off the clock. And this will send Jaden Willis to the line, the second half hero for the Panthers. Putting the team on his back, and a lot of huge buckets. Those back-to-back threes come to mind. First free throw is in. He's got 16. Second free throw is also in. 17 now for Jaden Wilson. We got another timeout on the floor. We'll leave it right here for the time being, but my, oh my, just this game has been crazy. This fourth quarter particularly, this one has been one of the most entertaining fourth quarters that we've had of the season. As it's been a game of runs, both teams going on their runs really in the first quarter, then the second quarter was mostly back and forth. And then Northwest, to end the third quarter, they went on a 13-6 run. And into the fourth quarter, 15-6, they led by 8, 42-34. You thought, man, Northwest, they're tough to stop. They're rolling offensively. They have a chance to start pulling away here. But then that's when Western came back with a 12-4 run of their own. Actually, a 12-2 run of their own, and that actually had them back in front, 46-44, and it's been back and forth since then. But some of these big buckets, some of these possessions that Northwest was not able to come up with a score, but Western was, those were the difference makers so far. So we're back out of the timeout. Northwest going quickly up the floor. 40 seconds left. They're down by 6. Really need to try to get a 3 here more than anything. As we got Watterson. Oh, he draws the charge. Caden Holmes called on the charge. Watterson in position. Able to draw the contact. And wow, what a huge call. That's a big-time turnover by Northwest, and Western will take over. Northwest will have to foul immediately if they can't get the steal, which they don't. Holmes commits the foul, sending Watterson to the line for 2, and if he makes either of these, that'll push the lead out to 3 possessions, which 35 seconds left and no shot clock to work with. That is very difficult to overcome. First free throw from Watterson. Misses it. Northwest hoping for one more miss. Charlie Stevens and Andrew Parrott back in for Western. Got the second one. 3 possession lead, 7 points for Western. 30 seconds left, and we've got a foul at the top of the key. against Western, but it's only their first team foul. So we'll get an inbound on the far sideline with Osterberg. 30 seconds on the dot to go in this one. Northwest needs a quick score. Cooper back for Holmes. Jab step, hesitates, pulls up three. That one's off. Parrott deflects the rebound out of bounds. It'll stay with Northwest. Inbounding on the right side of the basket. 24 seconds to go now. Inbound for Roe Dideau. Drives through the lane. Quick score. Muscles it up and in. 24 points for him. But now we got another timeout. 15 seconds left. We'll leave it right here. 63-58. Still a two-possession game. Western with the ball. On this inbound, Northwest has to get the steal and an immediate score. And then obviously if they don't get the steal, they have to foul. But man, what a game for both these teams. That can't be stated enough, but man, particularly Western completely flipping the script in this fourth quarter. After it looked like Northwest was going to start pulling away with their play to end the third. Western had actually led for the majority of the first two and a half quarters, although it was a very slim margin, really only within 5 points the whole way before Northwest started to build their lead and take over. But now Western right back. Out of the timeout, set to inbound against the Mountie full court press. Gets it into Pangborn, and an immediate foul for Williams. Sending Pangborn to the line on the other end. So if he makes both, the possession is back out. The possession count is back out to three for the lead for Western, but if he makes only one or misses both, it's a two-possession game. First free throw is in. 15 for Chance Pangborn. Makes both. 7-point lead and a quick foul by Pangborn as Williams brings the ball up the floor. Northwest has 13 seconds remaining. Down by three possessions, inbounding on the far sideline. There's a quick timeout with Stevens tying his shoe. He's good to go. Into Dideau, drives immediately to the basket, and he scores. Couldn't get the foul, or couldn't get the basket to drop, rather. He doesn't score, but he does get the foul called. I mixed up my words there between foul and score. So we got two free throws coming up for Roe Dideau. But, again, this helps Western. Stops the clock, yes, but 10 seconds left. They can only get a maximum of 2 points here, which Dideau misses the first free throw. He needs to make the second to at least push it to two possessions. But a lot has to go right for Northwest as the free throw is missed. Cooper punches it back outside to get it back out to the perimeter, but it's going to be out of bounds. His teammates couldn't collect it. So Western set the inbound. 7 seconds left. Leading by seven, inbound to Pangborn, and that's it. Northwest will stop fouling, and you get a huge celebration from the Western student section in attendance as the Panthers come away with a massive road win to end the regular season. And they get the win 65-58 on Northwest's senior night. Unbelievable game for both these teams, but the Panthers close this one strong. And they force a season split with their crosstown rival, using a lot of key baskets, particularly from Jaden Willis. down the stretch, and he also had a couple of nice assists too. Andrew Parrott getting some big scores. Chance Pangborn. And Northwest, when they had that stretch going blow for blow, matching buckets, they had a couple of those possessions where they came up short. Meanwhile, Western able to get the score on the other end, and it was those little possessions right there that allowed them to build that little lead. And then just before you knew it, time was getting a little bit thin, and Northwest had to start fouling, and even then, even with a couple of free throw misses, they still could not get those buckets that they needed on the other end. And I mentioned Western led for the majority of the first 2.5 quarters before Northwest went on a 15-6 run into the fourth quarter, led 42-34, but then that's when Western came right back with their own 12-2 run. Game was tied for a bit, and then that strong finish by Western getting them that win. Leading scorer for the Panthers was Jaden Willis. Hard-fought 17 points, and again, so many big buckets in that second half, particularly that fourth quarter. Chance Pangborn chipping in 16. You then had 12 points for Andrew Parrott, 7 for Brody Parrott, also 9 for Rourke Watterson. A lot of nice passes from him, too. 2 for Charlie Stevens and 1 for Lucas Parrott. Leading scorer for the Mounties, 24 points from Rody Doe. You also had 12 points from the big fella, Bryson Cooper. 6 for Dennis Graham. 5 for Jared Osterberg. 4 for Caden Holmes. 3 for Travion Kinnell-Moore. And 2 for Marquise Williams. And another factor in this one, again, the fouls. Western committing so many fouls, putting Northwest in the bonus the first 3 quarters. But then they completely cleaned up the foul trouble in the fourth quarter, and I think that helped really flip this game in their favor. So, tremendous performance by the Western Panthers, coming away once again with a 65-58 victory. They improved to 5-17 on the season, and 3-9 in the Interstate 8. Meanwhile, Northwest finishes the regular season with a 12-9 record overall, 7-5 in the I-8. Up next, district playoffs. Northwest taking on Okemos in the district quarterfinals up in Mason, while Western takes on Harper Creek. Both those games coming up on Monday for the district quarterfinals. For Luke Moorhead and Mark Koss, holding down the fort back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school basketball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Roll Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.